Our next batch of stories included the ongoing plans for Anglia Square, leaseholders with re-roofing bills are doing battle with their property managers, and the Norwich Research Park paid tribute to the city's COVID heroes.
Leaseholders stung by £380,000 re-roofing bills are locked in a battle with their property managers, claiming people are struggling post-pandemic and can't afford to pay. The management of the three blocks of flats was taken over by Watson's in October 2020 after its appointment by the building's freeholder. The flat owners were hit with a collective bill on the same day after Watson said an independent surveyor deemed all three roofs a serious health and safety risk. Hassan Amini, 65, who owns flats in the two Grove Road buildings in Norwich, could have to pay over £18,000 to cover the works. The 20 flat owners in Dial House and 11 in Marlborough House were given estimates of £150,000 and £108,000 by Watson's, which said it was working alongside the freeholder. Mr. Amini is one of multiple homeowners so horrified by the charges they are in the process of setting up a residents' association and hope to ditch Watson's via a right-to-manage tribunal and run the place themselves. Watson said when it took over the running of the building, a capital expenditure plan was undertaken to see what needed fixing over a 10-year period. Its spokeswoman said leaseholders will have known they would need to spend money at some point and address problems ignored by the previous management. The roof coverings had reached the end of their lives and need short-term replacement due to water ingress issues in several flats. The final block affected is Yare Court in Thorpe St Andrew. Owners of the 10 flats have been given a bill of £122,000.
Text messages have been sent to 40,000 unvaccinated people in Norfolk and Waveney, advising them to get protected from coronavirus. The latest NHS data revealed that 93% of people in Norfolk and Waveney have received their first dose of the vaccine, and 86% have now had their second dose. This makes the region one of the top 10 performing health and care systems in England when it comes to vaccinations. But there is now a drive to get those who have not been vaccinated protected from COVID-19 before the onset of winter.
Evening News editor Richard Porritt paid tribute to the city's COVID heroes at an event held by the Norwich Research Park. The annual summer get-together was held in the cathedral's cloisters and also included speeches from the Research Park's executive chairman David Parfrey and chairman Dr. Peter Jackson. Addressing the guests on the future of the research park, Dr. Jackson said, "Over the next few months, we will be launching initiatives to support enterprise, build state-of-the-art facilities, and raise investment funds to turbocharge the creation and growth of exciting new businesses based on our world-class science base." Mr. Porritt thanked the grafters of Norwich for fighting throughout lockdown and beyond. "We must celebrate all the incredible things that are happening in Norwich. We must shout about what we have achieved and what our finest minds are striving to accomplish every single day. Norwich is rightly proud of its research park. Long may the innovation continue." What happened during the pandemic made me so proud of our city. Quite rightly, the frontline health staff got the claps they so richly deserved. They deserve a lot more than claps, of course. But there were other heroes. The people manning checkouts, having to be in close proximity to hundreds of others every shift. The taxi drivers who continued ferrying the infirm to vital hospital appointments. The care home staff who moved into the workplace so as not to break bubbles. And don't forget the sole traders or owners of SMEs who refused to let their business go to the wall, so pivoted to offer different services, many of which proved so popular that they continue to this day.
A city startup has taken a step closer to ensuring 1 million Airbnb hosts have partnered with comparison giants GoCompare. Pickle, which is spelled P-I-K-L, a specialist insurer based in Norwich, is seeking to plug the gap for short-term lettings hosts on sites like Airbnb, who can't get cover and so are at risk if guests damage their properties. Louise Birateri, chief executive and founder of Pickle, said, "Our industry-wide report, Insuring the Sharing Economy in 2019, highlighted that the insurance needs of over 1 million short-term rental hosts were not being adequately accommodated by major insurers in the UK. Traditionally, standard home insurance policies do not cover the commercial use of a property, such as letting a room or driveway, and claims for theft or damage. But Pickle's host insurance has been specifically designed for this type of activity and includes the likes of guest injuries and fires." Ms. Birateri added, "We're delighted that this partnership with GoCompare will now go a long way to making sure people in the sharing economy are operating with the right type of insurance cover and won't be left at risk from theft, damage, fire or even public liability. We expect many other product manufacturers and distributors to follow suit. While this brings lots of positives for homeowners who want to make extra cash, it's important that the insurance side of this is considered."
The new tower blocks at Anglia Square would be significantly slashed in height under the latest proposals revealed by the developers. Western Homes unveiled their latest plans for the controversial redevelopment to the public for the first time, with a raft of changes. Not only will the proposed height of the tallest building be just 8 storeys, 40% smaller than the 20-storey building in the original plans, but the amount of car parking spaces, homes and retail space have also been cut. While the plans are subject to change, developer Western Homes has promised to deliver around 1,100 homes, a reduction of 100 homes on previous plans, an unspecified amount of affordable homes, around 4,000 square metres of retail / office space, a new residence hub, new north-south cycle route, new public toilets, around 4.5 acres, 3 football pitches, of public green space. The number of car parking spaces have been slashed dramatically from around 1,500 to just 400. The original plans included around 11,000 square metres non-residential retail, cinema and office space. But this space has also been dramatically cut, with no cinema and just 4,000 square metres in the new plans. Western Homes have said they are planning on holding 3 rounds of engagement before submitting the plans in 2022. If their plans go as anticipated, they hope to start construction later in 2022, with an expected completion date of 2033.
Sarah Lusher is now going to read our second feature, written by Derek James, with his look back at the Norwich shoe trade.